All right, here we are again. Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Today is 10-10-2015, or October 10th, 2015. So let's clear the numbers for that. Since we have a couple of tens there. So here we go. The whole date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And also clear tomorrow in case some of you have, a situation going on where you have maybe 10 and 11 in your natal chart or something. So let's clear those away. So 10, 11, 2015, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to release maybe trauma from people. So that was talked about on yesterday's show about people having traumas. Just living here could be a trauma. So here we go, releasing one of your more favorite traumas that you can think of here. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that doesn't feel too bad to me. I'll do it one more time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beam. So depending on how many you have in front of you right now, they'll be activated, bringing in peace energy so you can experience that in your room. Here we go. So peace energy is coming into your light beams. That's on your monitor screen or TV screen. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And this is the male energies coming in. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So in 1 week, be back in New York at the new Life Expo. And that's across from Penn Station. So hopefully it'll be a great time there. Always have a good time. Hopefully we'll see some new people, new listeners maybe. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann, so you can start off with the show.
Great. Hello, Ron, and good evening, and welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Ametron. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Did you activate the light beings, Ron?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Oh, you did. Okay, thank you. Thanks for doing all those clearings. I was distracted for a moment because we have so many emails coming in. Even a few just came in while you started to talk, so thank you, listeners. As you know, but you could be a new listener, there are two ways to reach us, which you can do anytime, including during the show. You can click on the button on the BBS page that says Fast Chat, or you can send an email to CLS, which is short for Creation Lightship, clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have both of those open so you can send things in tonight. Hopefully we'll get to everything.
That's right, questions with an S on it, right?
With an S, correct. clsquestions@yahoo.com. And it is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, my favorite show. And someone has already sent in a request for a room to visit tonight. So if you have been with us before, you know that we visit different locations in the Lightship, and you may request any rooms you'd like to visit, just send those in. And also, you want to ask for one physical thing to be cleared for you when we go to the Lightship, and that'll be later on in the show. And I guess that's all for we have the 8-hour call tomorrow. That starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's the second of the calls, actually, and next weekend Ron will be away, so we'll have a break, and then it'll be the following Sunday will be the third of the calls for the month of October. So we have someone wrote in a testimonial about last night, and if you didn't listen to last night's show, be sure and catch it on the archives, because Ron cleared out aliens, and that show will always work, and it was really wonderful and powerful. So we've kept the, made note of that date, and we'll try to remind people when it is. And so someone wrote in, thank you, Ron, for last night's alien clearing. How wonderful to have them all leave like that. I've been working on my house all week, clearing out what my sisters left me. lights have been going off and on. Water pump was going out, and he or she was hearing shuffling in the back room. So she has a question. Is what you did last night, clearing out the aliens, the same clearing that's on the space clearing?
No. I would say not necessarily. The space clearing can get rid of entities, which would be, you know, Earth-based emotional bodies. It may not affect aliens. They may not want to leave. But entities is what that clearing is designed for, and whatever other energies are kind of like, you know, staying there, people's energies. Normally, I don't think it'll work for aliens, but it could, but typically, possibly not. So back to you.
Right. So if I'm correct, when you did that last night, you said the room you're in, you were taking the aliens out of the room you're in. So, for instance, I don't know how large this person's home is, but maybe she has an upstairs and a downstairs and rooms. Should you go into each room with your computer and put that clearing on and clear out the whole place, or is your whole home or wherever you were listening from cleared out?
Well, that's a good one. I would think if the aliens knew that they had a way to get out, they would probably come into the room that you're in to do that. So. You can even do it when you're not home. You might just put on the archive if you want and just leave and, you know, see how it feels when you come back. Except one of the aliens abduct your computer. Aliens in their rooms, you know?
Right. What if you, you know, had a shapeshifter or some kind of alien in you? Would it take that away, too?
Yes, it could, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. Great. Okay, so someone else has a question about the space clearing. A little different, but I wanted to get to this one next. This person has a job. Now, she doesn't own this property, but her job is to manage a property, and it has a lot of problems. People getting sick in the place, people not paying their rent and taking off, and she wants to do the best she can, of course, to make it nice and do the right thing by the owners, and she actually does space clearings for it a lot, you know, for the different places. But, of course, she doesn't want to be, you know, spending all of her money clearing, and she feels like the space clearings aren't quite hitting it. And is there, can you tell her if there's something else that she's kind of missing, what could be addressed?
Boy, that's a good one. Entities. She may want to do an entity clearing.
Okay.
What do is get the unlimited entity, do the first one for yourself, and then you might be able to, you know, get the unlimited, then from there you may be able to do it when you're at a location. Because it may try to hop into you. It won't work if you just, you know, if you wanted to clear a building, because it's all related to you for entities. So maybe they're coming into you not wanting to leave, possibly. Maybe changing your energy system a little bit. But as far as doing something for a remote location, and or, you know, cleaning out a place, all that we have is a space clearing. And entities can hang out there, but they'd have to attach to you to get them to get released. So the space clearing is the best that we have right now to do that.
So this person could go to the place, put on the entity clearing for herself, and say, clear, you know, my body chakras and aura of entity attachments, as
yeah,
well as the room I'm in or the apartment I'm in.
Yeah, because the entities more than likely will want to hang out with you and come into you when you're in that location.
Right.
Because they need to get energy, and since you walk into their realm, into yeah, their living room, we'll say, or whatever, they're going to probably connect to you, and then when you do the entity clearing, at that point they'll be released. So
okay,
you're kind of like being a host for these things knowingly right. when you go into that room.
Right, and I see that, you know, the person's in a tricky situation because then, that you know, these people are coming in and who knows what's attached to them or what their life is, and then they're the owners possibly mucking things up with their energy even though they're not there. Let me just make sure we've read. So, yeah, they want to clear the place up for the sake of the owners and the tenants. And it's a tough job, I see.
Yeah. And so the tenants would be what you'd want to do entities on, too.
Right.
So, you know, that might get kind of expensive for somebody trying to clear out another person, because you'd have
right.
to get a clearing for them.
Right.
So, you know, I guess it sort of boils down to the accountability of the people and, you know, being responsible, you know, for themselves rather than you being responsible, trying to make them have a better life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to switch the program over just briefly here to something else.
Okay.
And we talked about this on a couple of shows. We talked about soul family stuff and how you get together with your soul family, you know, after you leave here, and they appear to you and whatever religious deity, entity, whatever, you know, thing, whatever object that's up there that, that you relate to or have related to in this lifetime. So somehow you believe, like, the rabbit foot is it, you know, and the poor rabbit lost its foot, but you have the rabbit foot, and that gives you all this good luck, and this is what you're praising and praying to. That rabbit foot will show up for you. So what we're going to do is switch this over a little bit here. So we talked about soul family and how they all get together and try to get figure out a way to get out of here, and that's why you pick your families and stuff, because they think they have a clue from probably the last maybe data that they may have in the soul family given to them by the darkness. But you get brainwashed when you come in here, but you are probably more conscious when you're over on the dark side, the universe, the other side, we'll call it, you know, the dark side energies, and you're making your decisions for this lifetime. So what we're going to do is I'm going to momentarily for this program disconnect the energy of your soul family. I guess I could use the word barcode. That might be, may not be completely correct, but I think that's a good way of putting it. So everybody in the soul family has one unique frequency that they all resonate to. And each soul family has that unique particular frequency. And that's why you find each other. So typically, if you're married or have a, you know, relationship with somebody, you probably would be, you know, soul family members. And this might feel a little strange to you, but what I'm going to do is disconnect. I guess I'll turn off that frequency that makes you resonate with these people. So I'm looking at it not necessarily somebody who has a partnership, but maybe people in your workplace or people that you see all the time, maybe your relatives or whatever. So I'm going to disconnect that or turn off that frequency and just see, you know, how you feel being freed up from these people that you don't even know anything about even. They could be living, you know, a couple blocks from you because you all decided to live, you know, in, you know, the same town, but, you know, they may see you once in a while, but you don't know who they are. You know, you haven't, you know, communicated with them, but they're still there. So when I'm disconnected, I'll count to 10. So you're going to be disconnected just for this program here of that frequency that makes you resonate to these people. Naturally, if you have a family, more than likely they're all in your same soul family, so you may feel like when you look at somebody, you're going to be energetically, you know, like disconnected. And you may actually lose that energy of whatever you have for that person. So here we go. On a count to 10, we'll just see how that feels for everybody. So you're going to be more separate now and unique to yourself rather than having the load and the stuff of some other person connecting or maybe you know, multiple people is connected to you. So here we go. One, releasing this energy, turning it off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And we'll see if we get any comments here. You should feel like you had this tremendous energetic decording, okay? And now you may want to look at those people and just see if you resonate to them or compelled, you know, to see them or anything like that. Naturally, if you're married to somebody, it might feel a little strange because you might look at them and go, you know, I won't say why am I with you, but might just feel like, well, you're, you know, a little different. You know, maybe they lost their flair, their personality or whatever that they had that you got attracted to because the soul family made you have that. And then after the program stops, then it'll come on again. So this is just a way for you to look at the energies. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. We'll see what happens here.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I feel that one of the good things about that would be if there are people that are courting you, right, they're attached to you, they're probably in your soul family.
So yeah, more than likely, just, yeah.
Right, so but did what you just up. Did disconnect us from those cords, too, if we're completely disconnected?
Yeah, the cord should probably go away because there's no, you're not wearing the soul family T-shirt, you know? So more than likely that should vanish, and those energetic cordings that you would have that you know nothing about, you know,
mm-hmm.
It'd kind of be like, you know, one of the people in your soul family gets a headache, and then somehow you end up getting a headache. You're, why do I have a headache, you know? It's because of the soul family contract. You know, they probably couldn't handle the headache, so they gave it to you, and you volunteered. Yeah, I can handle a headache. I had 20 of them so far this month. No problem. I know all about that, you know. So, but anyway, you just see how you're feeling. And you may actually get a glimpse of freedom here. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, some people are sending in more requests for rooms, and that's great. And I'm keeping track of all of that for when we go to the lightship. Now, somebody asked this, I think, recently. It's not here tonight, but it made me remember it. Could our soul families ever kind of be good for us? And also the other question I thought of is, you talk about our DNA and we're living the life of our grandparents. You know, might we be able to access some good things from our ancestors and our parents, like through our DNA, like if they were maybe very brilliant at something or made a lot of money?
What you have in your life right now is what they gave you. And so you picked your talents, your parents, everything else, and what they gave you is what you why you picked them.
Okay.
You know, so if you wonder, you know, maybe your parents were gamblers, we'll say, okay, and you turned out to be a gambler yourself because it's in the DNA that they gave you, and you wondered, well, I don't mind gambling, but I like to win once in a while. You know, what's wrong with that? You know, so. So you may look at that and say, you know, hey, wait a minute, where's those genes where I could be a lucky gambler, you know? May not ever exist. Or maybe somebody else in your soul family is having that experience, so you may want to, you know, say, hey, I'd like to have that too, you know? But, yeah, as far as anything that you don't have activated right now in you, you can always go and do that fetus infusion. And that could maybe give you a little more of a cutting edge. But you are living what you chose to live and what the soul family has dealt you, you know, given you to live this lifetime. They gave you the script. And it's all, you know, according to the alien stuff. But you did have some type of free choice, maybe not much of it, but at least you're able to choose maybe a better circumstance or that you thought was a better one, you know, what the aliens were going to give you. So all that comes into play, and you are living probably your best possibility now. Unless it's a very negative experience, then you may want to release it and get some timeline crashes on it. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in, they feel a sharp pain in a certain part of their body since you just did this healing. Is that a cord? They're wondering.
Yeah, very possibly, yes.
Okay.
I think I would take that off, yes.
All right, so do you think that person needs to do the cording release clearing?
Yep, probably. Very strange. I got these people here wearing a, I don't know what they are. They have a black hat on, a black little thing on their hair. Mainly it's women. So I don't know. Maybe they're Mennonites or something. But one couple walked out of this store. So I'm in a parking lot watching. And the other people were coming, and they saw them, and they hid behind a pillar. Until a person left, and they quickly ran into the store. Maybe they got caught doing something they shouldn't be doing. But anyway, and they kind of had the same type of, you know, clothing on.
Right.
Very interesting.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, there are all sorts of cult things with, you know, they have outfits.
Yeah.
Okay, someone is requesting a room to, you know, have relief from a certain disease or condition. And I just want to explain that that's not how we go to the light ship. We go to, for instance, the swan room or the deer room someone requested already. And you ask for your personal healing. We don't want to go to a room that's centered on a disease. Is that right, Ron? Am I explaining that correctly?
Yes, more than likely. So, you know, if you're a new-time listener, then, you know, you need to do the protocol, which is your, you know, you first have to do your emotional clearing. That's probably why you have it. And how does that disease make you feel or that illness, you know? Maybe it makes you feel awful. So figure out what clearing to do next after the emotional one. Maybe it's a trauma clearing. Maybe it's a fear clearing. So you want to get all this stuff released from you to have better results on these, you know, simple call that we have tonight.
Right.
And, you know, if you do have a problem of an illness or disease, then, you know, do the body jumpstart. That's what it's designed for.
Right.
So back to you.
Okay. I just wanted to say this actually came in last night, and it's a good thing to kind of, it's a good question, and we can follow up on it. Regarding the light ship, when we are running a clearing and we speak to the light beings, is it okay to think our thoughts, or should we speak out loud, like when we talk to our spirit?
Ah, well, that's a good question. Well, when you think, where are you? You're in darkness. So then you're communicating typically to a light being that would be in darkness. The one that is on your monitor screen will be from the light ship, but it's not going to probably understand your darkness thoughts, so it probably won't do any good at all. So you want to talk out loud so that you're communicating in. Remember, you're looking at being in the now, which means that you have to talk in the now. When you think, then you're out on timelines. And the light doesn't work on timelines because all the timelines are darkness. So that's a very good question. So you may want to whisper, you know, what you want to have happen. You know, if you're in a room of people or something. But thinking about it, you know, you're in darkness and the light being is not going to respond to you because you're in the darkness energy.
Right. Well, and I wanted to read that now because I wanted you to also talk about when we go to the light ship, Ron, it's the same thing. You want to speak out loud, or you can write things down, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, let me move on here. Oh, somebody else wrote in about how they're feeling from the soul family disconnection that you just did, soul family release. I feel a heavy weight lifted off me when Ron released the soul family. My soul family has habits that are self-destructive and that I have strived to change and improve within myself. I feel some of the urges that I have all my life, but less dominantly. I hope I can keep these cords deactivated as they seem to be trying to sabotage my success in overcoming unhealthy habits. Will this also work in the archives, the soul family cording release? And thanks for the clearings.
Yeah, what I just did is only for the show right now, so it will not work.
Okay. Okay, but thank you, Ron. And again, maybe this person would benefit by, if they haven't done it already, the soul family clearing and the people cording release. Okay, and we have a plan that on Friday night, October 23rd, we're going to do a special healing show for veterans. And we have somebody, actually two people wrote in regarding that last night, Ron, Veterans Program. I listened with interest last Saturday night and again last night about your intention to offer a healing program for combat war veterans. I think it a great idea and commend you for tackling their needs, as there are many. I was a Vietnam surgical nurse for the U.S. military and did much of the initial repair of blown and broken bodies and pain relief. I saw a lot of extreme trauma even before the physicians came on the scene. Doing this service enabled me later to be chosen to assist civilian plastic surgeons because I was used to blood and rearranging body parts, to put it politely. A lot of my memory in this regard has been blocked out, as I am sure it has for the soldiers. Maybe this is why so many of them suffer physical ailments not necessarily related to an injury they took while on the battlefield. Many know of others who lost lives, so I'm sure that deep-seated grief will also be a big factor in healing. I look forward to the radio program. Please announce the date again. With my respect, from a nurse. I won't say her name. But thank you very much for that, and we'll save your email or your message to remind us, you know, of your request for the grief, you know, and pain. And that's a really good one, grief, Ron. We might not have thought of that.
Yeah, so I'm going to do two shows. So it'll be in a couple of weeks, it'll be the first one. So it'll be two back-to-back Fridays for this year.
Right. Yeah. And we're looking forward to that. I can't remember if I said what the... So it's definitely October 23rd, I remember. And then we're going to the next Friday night is, why can I not say, oh, the 30th. So October 23rd and October 30th. So if anybody knows veterans, of course they'll be archived, as always, these shows, but there could be things Ron will do. Well, maybe you'll try not to, Ron, right? Will you try to do shows that can be archived and continue to work? For people,
yeah, we'll have to see, you know, how this one works out. We'll figure this one out.
Okay.
Yeah, the only reservation that I have is, if somebody hasn't done the emotional clearing, you know, but we'll see how that turns out. I don't want anybody to be really upset after we clear a few things, and you know, they may need to do the emotional clearing. So if you tell somebody about the program, and you've already done the emotional one yourself, you might want to suggest that they may need to have that maybe after what we're doing, because emotions could come up, and you know, it could be like a emotional roller coaster ride for some people. But we'll try to do as much as we can to release the energies so that I don't want to leave anybody in trauma, you know, after a program. So that's what I'm trying
right.
to say. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I think that all of us will, I'm not a veteran, but I, you know, my father was, and I knew people and I've heard stories. So you never know, like, what's in our bodies, as you've said, and what might get cleared. Someone wrote in a thank you. A vet wrote in last night about that ringing in the ears problem that so many have, and this person is not a vet but has that problem. So they're timeline crashing it, and they agree with you, it's a tough one. So they're also looking forward to those shows, and maybe they'll get some relief there. Okay. I know we're going to the light ship tonight, and that's a biggie, but maybe we could have a sample run of a healing before we move on to more emails.
Yeah, why don't you, since we're doing, Soul Family, we kind of talked about that, and people may have felt some relief. Why don't you think of one of your Soul Family members, if you can think of them, one that's maybe caused problems in your life or something, or something like that, you know, and we'll do an energetic cording release with it also. The cords probably are released already, but, you know, we'll just see. So bring one of them up. You may have a cousin that bugs you or something, and they feel very distant right now, but because the cords aren't there, but maybe, you know, they may attach after this program. So let's see if we can get rid of them right now that are kind of floating around you. So here we go, waiting to strike. Talons to the mark, right? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, so let's just see how that felt for everybody. And we'll go to the light ship maybe in about 10 minutes here. So any other emails or anything?
We certainly still have them. Let me just go back. We haven't gotten any new ones in other than requests for rooms. But I'm sure everyone, how do we feel as a group, Ron? Are we all on the CLS Now timeline?
Yeah, especially having that Soul Family disconnection, yeah. So you all feel
great.
Pretty good. And I will say that those ladies, so there was three of them, a mother who was pregnant and two daughters walking out and had the little beanies on, you know. And mother being pregnant, when she walked out of the door, she put her hand on her stomach, maybe protect the child from the energies outside. That's quite interesting to see her kind of knowing about that to maybe protect the baby from psychic attack energies. Anyway,
right.
So back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have an email from a listener. They're on the East Coast, and they're having problems being attacked. They, you know, they feel like there's a lot of negative activity around them, and, you know, things are happening even in their home and with the weather. They feel like they're up against a really strong alien, you know, maybe a god. And they want to know, when they feel this certain pain that they get, is that the aliens trying to clone them? And is the black...
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
It could be. What I would do is, you know, I hope you're doing timeline crashes. If you are, it just feels like they put you on a funky timeline. You know? So, I don't know how many more you have to do, but that's what it feels like to me. You're on a really bad alien timeline. They put you down the rat hole. So, I guess the only thing to do is timeline crashes, you know? And make sure that you're in the now most of the time. Much as you can. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Let me go on to some questions. Yeah, thank you, listener, for that. Here's a nice one. Actually, we have two that are similar. I saw some migratory birds today. They were mostly random, with only a few birds being in a V formation. Some even came back and flew around like they weren't quite sure which direction to go. Did they lose some kind of a signal?
Yeah, like that's basically it. They probably changed timelines, or the GPS of the timeline wasn't in sync, and that would definitely cause that. It's sort of like, you know, when you get a car beamed down next to you out of nowhere, or you're driving on your, you know, on a road, and all of a sudden you feel like you're disconnected, and nothing looks real to you, but you know that you're still driving. because you're in another dark side universe somewhere. They stopped time and, you know, abducted you to somewhere else with the same film footage in the background. And that's kind of what they do. So that's probably what happened to the birds. They lost their GPS because they all of a sudden may have been actually real because they're off the ground. Remember, those like grid lines and stuff normally work and hold people, you know, to the ground. So when you're up in the air, and I don't know how high you have to be, you know, to get disconnected, but the birds probably are not too connected. But when they change the frequency of the grid lines on the planet, then the birds probably go, uh-oh, where are we, you know? And they probably lost the GPS of, you know, where they have to go to.
So now, that probably happens to a lot of different animals, doesn't it, Ron, that are, you know, have those instincts of what they're supposed to do and when and everything.
Yeah, I've even heard of, heard the story where somebody had a cat, and somehow the cat got taken by somebody, and it was like 30 miles away. And, you know, I guess, you know, the cat, you know, went 30 miles, I guess, back to its home. That's a long ways, you know. So, and that's the cat is using that same intuition, we'll say, or GPS or whatever, kind of much like, you know, maybe a pigeon, you know? So, we don't know it. We don't know a lot of times. So, back to you.
Right. And another question, well, it's a little bit connected to, well, it's connected to the nature anyway. Someone wants to know, are elementals, which I believe are like fairies and that kind of thing, from source energy?
I would say no. They're creation from the earth spirit. And since the earth spirit, you know, was using its source energy to manifest, it would be still, they still have source energy in them, just like a tree would have something, but are they from source energy, created from source energy? No. Everything on the planet here is unique and is brought here by the Earth Spirit because it wanted to manifest that. So, back to you.
So, elementals, do they sort of help nature along and protect it? Is that the idea of them? Do you know?
Yeah, very possibly the Earth Spirit wanted to have something to check on things, so it created those. That's the easiest way to put it, I guess. And that's probably, you know, what happens. So,
okay.
Should we go to the light ship, I guess, or do you have another question there?
We have one more that might be nice to do before. We have several, actually, but we have one before that I think would be nice to do it. This is a long-time listener and someone who has done, you know, done quite a few healings. So she says, in listening to my spirit, I became very proactive and moved to a different state. So I guess that was all good and happy. Suddenly, roadblocks came my way, different things, problems with realtors, getting ill, other agencies having, you know, giving her problems. I know in my heart that this is the right move and that it needs to take place in the coming months. What's going on to block me? The reason I wanted to read it now is I thought, I wonder if she's being helped right now. It'd be great to hear from her, you know, from this soul disconnection you did tonight.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is sort of like, you move to where you like to go to, you know, it feels great, but now you're getting energy sent to you, brought to you that you never had before, and you wonder what's going on. So, yeah, chances are the aliens don't like where you are. They didn't want you to be happy. So then again, they gave you timelines to be on, so get off those timelines. Because the timelines are what you are connected to, bringing you this bad luck, we'll say. So back to you.
Okay, right, because this person's probably happy and, you know, wants a simpler, pleasanter life, and the aliens are like, oh, no, we need drama. We need there to be drama in your life. Okay, so, and again, I hope that they're feeling some relief during the show tonight. Okay, so if you're ready, of course, Ron, we're ready to go to the light ship.
Okay, so think of one condition, situation you want to, you know, get released. That we'll see how good that works for you. And remember, the healings take place according to how well you clean your energetic bodies out. Because down here, they're still here. On the light ship, you're healed. And when you come back here, then those things can, unfortunately, you know, remanifest because you haven't did work on your body. Get rid of these invisible energies that's affecting you, giving you the problem to begin with. But you can have relief. So here we go. Think of that one physical situation. And I'll just have you read out the names, Anne, of what rooms to go into. So here we go. We're going up. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And I'll count to five as we go up. One, two, three, four, five. So first room?
The deer room.
Okay. Here comes the deer. There's always three light beings, and they'll pick a body of what we talk about. So here they are. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And request your healing.
If anyone sees things while we're on the light ship, we love to hear about that, too. I feel it, that's for sure. But I don't see up there.
Okay, and next next room?
The chiropractic room.
Okay, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
The hematite, I hope I'm saying that correctly, crystal room.
Okay, so here we go. Going in there and request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger.
Crystals for detox.
Okay, a detox room with crystals. Here we go. So you're probably going to be in crystal water. So one, two, three, four, and five, okay.
Green mud room.
Ah, the green mud. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
Okay, ooh, that felt good. How about the waterfall room?
Okay, so let's go into the gold waterfall room. So one, two, three, four, and five, okay.
The centrifuge room.
Okay, so that room is used to release kind of these stubborn things that maybe is harder to release. So here we go. One, room is spinning. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke.
Great, and magnets.
Okay, the little floating magnets. So here we go. Looks like little donuts. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll have one more room.
Okay, the brown bear room.
Brown bears. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So kind of take note of your body right now because you're still being beamed up to the light ship continuously here. And you may start to feel some relief. And when you come back down, we'll just see if what was done to you right now in the last, say, 5 minutes, if it sticks or not, or if it gets taken out of resonance because these energetic bodies that you have are now more deeply ingrained in you with the pattern of disease and problems, tension, whatever. So here we go, coming back down, bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming down, one, two, three, four, five, and now you're here. And back to you, Ann.
Okay, wow, Ron, that was, as always, you know, such a wonderful visit. And again, you know, always try to get on the Saturday Night Calls live, because that trip to the lightship is only live. Okay, well, it's hard to move on to anything you know, but we will. This is an interesting thing. A person sent in something from the Bible, and he wrote, "We know that Edison created the light bulb, but someone in the Bible is saying it made the light. So who is this God of duality?" And they put a quote from the King James Version of the Bible. "I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." That's from Isaiah 45:7, if anyone's interested. So we know that the light is perfect peace all the time, and neutrality without judgment. So any idea what that's talking about, Ron?
Well, just telling you that it's the dark side energy that creates the light of the darkness and the darkness. So that's the basic New Age teachings, you know, that's karma. You know, so it's telling you that you're set up for karma. You have good and bad in your life, you know, and it's probably controlling you. It's a perfect sentence. You know, it's doing what it wants to do to you. And it's telling you that it's kind of your master, you know, that I am. That's the key New Age thing, I am, you know. And so I just wondered what the sentence or two above and below that would be, if that has any reference to what that one's talking about. Much like the dictionary, you know, you go maybe a few words above and below what you're looking up to get a more well-rounded viewpoint of what you're actually, you know, getting the definition on. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. We got a testimonial in about our trip to the lightship. The lightship felt very peaceful and naturally more enjoyable to go there without the burden of soul family courting. So it felt even more relaxing tonight over other times. And they want to know, how long will this decording last?
Until the show's over.
Okay.
So I may have to put a clearing up for this, I guess. I'll put it on my list. Maybe we can get something up in a couple of weeks or something.
Well, when we do the soul family disconnection.
Yeah, yeah, that's not really an issue that you're dealing with, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a little different, because normally you want to get the issue that you're dealing with to get rid of the people who are intervening in your life. And what we just did is a complete disconnection of all the people. Where normally it's just like maybe one or two people that you're looking at that's causing you troubles and problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody wrote in, "I have done the soul family release, but it doesn't stick, because as we know, everything's in the now, and it's happening in the now, but how often should it be rerun?"
Boy. I would say once a week, maybe. You know, just kind of see what's, you know, how your life is going. If you have any oppositions happening to you, then more than likely, you know, the soul family members are there, you know, putting in the monkey wrench, you know, causing troubles and problems. So once a week could be good, but you want to figure out, you know, what the issue is.
Right.
So that's the best way to, you know, to enter into the clearing. Otherwise, there's just so much going on. You know, your whole life, every minute when you're awake, if you're out in the public, you're interacting with people. So you just can't say, you know, please fix me, you know, because that would be almost an impossibility, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just kind of take note of what happens to you. If somebody steps on your brand-new shoes and you just polished them and now they're, you know, don't look too hot and maybe they're ruined, then just know that somebody's after your feet, you know. And it could be a soul family member attacking you because they can't do that. And they want you to feel that energy so that you can report back to the soul family and they're probably reading your emotions of what it's like. So they go, oh, we got that. Now, you know, we know what that's like. But you were the target, and you were the sacrifice in a sense. So that's the way the soul family works. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in that, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, it's all contract and agreements. Boy.
Which we now have to break.
Yeah.
And get out
that's
of and in.
Law, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the law. Boy. Okay.
Well, I know when I do the people courting, I wrote it right in to stop, block, and end all courting to and from this person. And maybe I need to write that into the soul family disconnection as well. So someone said the I am are good words to clear on the natal barcode removal, and I would add the alien keyword, which is one of Ron's many free healings. And, you know, maybe all those religious words, any you think of, you know, we don't have to say them again, but, you know, Lord and God and all of that stuff.
Yeah, but I'll do a clearing for a lot of churches talk about this word, salvation. So here we go. If you've heard of that word before in a church service or whatever, we'll release that word salvation from you. So here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see if that's made you a little bit lighter, or you may feel a little different. Maybe might bring back memories of a church service or something. And if you get any memories, then remember, you're probably on those timelines. So whatever you are thinking about, you're on that timeline, and maybe many of them, you know, if you're emotional about that timeline. So you want to definitely get off of that.
Right.
I'm just thinking, watching some of the movies, you know, there's always a time somebody gets married and they throw that payout to the women, right? And then naturally one of the women catches that. So now they think they're probably going to get married soon, right? Well, what a perfect setup for the aliens to grab you. You just think of how many marriages you have now out on those timelines, because you open the door by catching that bouquet of flowers, roses, or whatever. What do you think of that one? Well, you could be married to a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, you would.
Yeah. Good grief.
Somebody wrote in that they had a headache earlier, and it's completely gone since you did the soul family disconnection, Ron. So thank you. I bet a lot of people are feeling good. I feel very, you know, relaxed and in my body. I didn't have a pain or anything, but I know I can feel like, you know, just really good. The person who wrote in before about having blocks to what they wanted to do and to have a happier life, and you suggested the timeline crash, called, or rather wrote in a correction that they are wanting to move. I said they'd already moved, and I don't know if that makes any difference to what you would advise this person to do.
Oh, okay.
Ron,
okay, they're wanting to move.
They
okay,
want
so they
to move. They haven't
yet.
Moved yet.
Oh, okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that the wanting means that this is in the future, okay? So automatically, since they're wanting to move, when does that want, remember, the want's a desire, and so when's that going to take place? So I would look at that a little differently. I think, well, maybe the aliens are dangling the string in front of you of living in this perfect location that you may want to move to, but it's outside of yourself still, so you have to own that. So do that negative affirmation about how you you'd probably want to do it where you are now, that you love where you are now, because you really don't love it, right? You want to get away from it, but it's holding you where you are. So I love my beautiful 100-square-foot apartment. And, you know, next one is it makes me want to maybe throw up or get depressed when I look at it. Maybe there's more to it than that. Maybe you don't like seeing cockroaches at night. You know, it can go on and on. So you want to put that into you, that affirmation, love it out of your life. And then all of a sudden, maybe the energy that's holding you there will release, and now you can go into something that you had a vision of, we'll say, which is still going to be on timelines, but at least, you know, you have a way out, and you can go, yeah, I want to go over here now and live. Or maybe you go, oh, I don't want to go there at all now, you know? So I would do that. We'll say that, I call it a negative affirmation, but it's, you know, loving it out of your life. The only thing I can use is the word love, because you're still dealing with darkness, okay? You can't say, you know, use the word peace, because peace, it wouldn't even work. So anything you can add on that, Anne?
No, I think you've covered that really well. Actually, that same person who wants to move wrote in and said they did the soul family clearing last year, and tonight their pain from an illness lessened greatly. So it seems like this person's dealing with a lot of different issues.
Yeah, and you could have, you know, a lot of contracts and agreements. Remember, that's the way the soul family works. Let's say there's 20 people in your soul family, and you know, the one person, you know, on their list and their genetics says, oh, I got to break my arm tomorrow. And they go, I'm really afraid of that, and I can't do that. And you broke your arm, you know, years ago. And you go, I can do that. So I'll take on your spiritual lesson. The word spiritual, because you're working with contracts and agreements and the spiritual hierarchy and everything else. So it would be spiritual, and your spirit will sabotage your body, unfortunately, to do this, because it thinks that by doing this, it's a way to get out of here, because it has blocked energy inside of it now. And so it wants to release the blocked energy, so it's going to cause you physical pain and harm in the process. This may not sound, you know, very nice to talk about, but that's what happens. So you can realize that your spirit is in one hand, is being controlled, and it's like a double-edged sword, okay? Unfortunately, so it can harm you because nobody else wanted to do that, and you volunteered. Remember, this is your soul family contracts and agreements, and your spirit is there to create these situations for you. So it's kind of hard to talk about that because you think, am I spirit supposed to be perfect? And why is it causing me all this pain and trouble and anguish and, you know, I just lost $100 out of my pocket to my spirit. Make me lose that? Well, possibly. You know, maybe somebody walking behind you was in your soul family and needed $100, and you put your hand in your pocket and it fell out. And your spirit knew that you lost it because it was supposed to do that to help you lose that money. And now one of your people in your soul family got the $100. They needed it very, very badly. And all of a sudden you go, whippy. You know, on the other side of darkness, you know, when you meet in your soul family maybe every night, they're going, oh, thank you for giving them the $100. You really needed to buy some food. And, you know, thank you so much. And you go, yeah, you know, that's the way it goes. So anyway, that's why you have a soul family. So you know,
really, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
Well, I was going to say, so really the conversation has come full circle, and if you're disconnected from that, if you're disconnected from your soul family, then these things aren't going to happen, right? And you can, whatever lessons or karma or whatever you contracted, you can block or
stop. That is true, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's not good, but you're helping us out of that situation, situations.
So. Looks like our show is about ready to come to a close in a couple of minutes here.
Okay.
So yeah, that is true, you know. Unfortunately, that's the way it kind of works. So anything else we need to talk about before we close the show and do the Mind to Heart drop?
Well, we have just one more testimonial about the clearing for tonight. Definitely feel significant relief after the Soul Family barcode clearing Ron did. I was feeling drained and heavily corded, yet not able to shake it through Dark Side practitioner and Soul Family clearings. So thank you. I feel much lighter and can relax. It would be great if you could add this to the website.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do here. You're able to remind me in a couple of weeks here.
Right, so, after the...
So here we go. Let's... I'm going to bring in peace energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five. There we go. Great. So mind a heart drop. Just a second here. So commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you later. Hopefully tomorrow on the 8-hour call. Bye, everyone.